Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Good morning and welcome to Feet to the Fire on Wednesday. This is your host, Sergio Fassa. I know we missed yesterday, but we are right back on track continuing. And I know there's tons of things in the news. I've said this before on the program, but I repeat myself. I select particular issues and items that I want to talk about that I think are teaching opportunities to get across certain points that I want to make. So this is not a all-encompassing news source. This is a critical commentary to teach conservatism and conservative thought and right Christian worldview. So I'm picking up with the climate change issue because that was all in the news with the absurd summit in Glasgow, Scotland. And I know I read this on Monday, but I want to go back to it. This was from Fox News. Pelosi warning of climate change dangers for women. Just because there were two points in it, very secondary, but we need to bring it out, and I didn't highlight it. Pelosi said at the climate summit, again, all these nations getting together, not worrying about real problems, but a fake problem, climate change, alleged, so-called, which is not real, that they're using as a pretense to advance all kinds of evil left-wing agendas and policy. It's merely a pretense, a launching pad for worldwide global leftism. But anyway, Pelosi said this, it's a threat multiplier, climate change, that amplifies and accelerates existing inequities, she said during Gender Day at the summit. That's what I wanted to mention. I read past that and didn't stop. Gender Day? Gender Day. What the heck is Gender Day? What is wrong with these people? And I want you to see there's an unholy alliance between all of these ideologies, feminism, socialism, social justice, transgender, environmentalism. The thing about environmentalism, though, is this all-encompassing umbrella. It subsumes and takes in and entails all of the other nefarious liberal doctrines, and it's the grand poobah, the grand mothership of all of them that contains all the others. That's why environmentalism is like the worst and the one that probably drives me batty the most. Not to mention the fact that I just find men who support environmentalism insufferable, speaking for the trees. It's so emasculating, but I digress. You can see here that the left goes to the point of absurdity. Gender Day at the summit. You know, by the way, I've seen this so many times, I always forget to mention it on my show. In public schools, had it in my district. I heard it was in somebody else's school district. The gender unicorn. Have you ever, go look that up. This is totally off topic. But there's this like cartoon fat little unicorn with markings all over its body, especially in conspicuous private areas, explaining the difference between biological gender and gender presentation, or I don't know, it's ridiculous, but it explains how there's all these different forms of gender. It's the gender unicorn. They use it in schools over the place. Go check it out. And also, I wanted to mention on this that it said, she said, 80% of people displaced by climate change globally are women. The United Nations organized the summit. And again, I wanted to highlight that. Why do we care about the United Nations? Why do we have any regard? Our Bibles teach us what United Nations do. They wage war against God and against His Lamb. It's called global government, Kingdom of Antichrist, the United Nations. This was conjured up by leftists. The League of Nations was its predecessor, or the idea of the League of Nations. I don't know if that ever actually came into being. But that's what Woodrow Wilson wanted. The poster boy for American progressivism at the turn of the 20th century, Woodrow Wilson, was a hardcore leftist Democrat. Also, bigot, racist, supported segregation and discrimination, all that stuff. But he pushed this idea of the League of Nations turn into the United Nations. What else is it but the nations coming together in, again, unholy alliances to create a man-centered system? I've said it before, and I'll say it again. We need to kick the UN out of New York City and get our property back so we can collect real estate taxes off the property they're using, or at least charge them. But we house these people. Okay, there was more I want to say, but it's evading me right now. Let's keep going. Washington Examiner. The COP26 produces a climate deal. I guess COP26 was the name of the Glasgow, Scotland summit. Great. They created a climate deal. Who cares? This stuff is hysterical. I mean, if it wasn't so sinister. World leaders from nearly 200 countries have struck a deal at the COP26 climate change conference. A hard-fought victory after 2 weeks of discussion. So these nugget-brained eggheads are sitting around tables having discussions for 2 weeks, and they come up with an agreement. Who cares? Do farmers in Idaho care? Do voting Americans care? Do Christians with a Christian worldview care? Does China, an evil communist regime, care what these eggheads came up with in Glasgow? Like, China's gonna be like, oh, we'll stop dumping trash in the ocean and we'll clean up all of our factories because we're gonna give up our world domination plan and our nuclear arsenal because the Glasgow eggheads said we have to have a certain CO2 emission. It's all a show. It's all phony. Well, what they're trying to do through climate change is not phony, but the idea that we're going to curtail evil and bring out this utopian paradise with equalizing all emissions, the communist nations aren't going to go for that. North Korea is really going to listen to that. Give me a break. The agreement reached Saturday in Glasgow, Scotland, pushes countries to phase down unabated coal power across the world and to phase out inefficient subsidies for fossil fuels. The deal marks the first time the need to limit the consumption of fossil fuels has been mentioned in a global climate agreement, despite their responsibility for warming the planet. Do you see all of the presumptive reasoning that fossil fuels are warming the planet? But countries were forced to weaken the language on coal after a, oh, look at this, last-minute protest from India and China. Of course, because this ultimately isn't about bringing in some climate panacea across the earth. It's about destroying Western markets and Western civilization and Western law, which is constitutional government, which is free, Republican, small r, government, liberty, lawful liberty, ordered liberty. They want to destroy that. They see the prosperity in Christian civilization, and climate change is used as a pretense to create worldwide global socialism. I've said it on the show so many times. I hope you understand. I will say it again. The intent is for massive worldwide wealth redistribution. Through climate change, we fleece the wealthy in free nations like the U.S. and redistribute their wealth through punitive, industrial, draconian requirements and business-stifling mandates. We fleece the wealth from wealthy nations and redistribute it to the poorer nations. That's all it is. And that's why China and India couldn't care less. And they're not going to abide these rules because the whole goal is to rob the wealthy countries. Global, worldwide socialism. That's what you have to see when you hear the word environmentalism. So they had to change the language after a last-minute protest from India and China, two leading emitters that are continuing to increase their consumption of the dirtiest fossil fuel, coal, as their economies grow, prompting cries from some that the deal doesn't go far enough. Because how ridiculous and naive do you think that we are? China and India aren't going to abide this, of course. Notice the presumption in the article again. Coal is dirty. It's so dirty and nasty. And that's just making the reader hate fossil fuels again. And again, China and India couldn't care less because they want to grow their economies. All that anybody's concerned about ultimately is stealing from the U.S. and bringing down the U.S. as the world economic superpower through global environmentalist mandates. If anybody really cared about the environment and that was the goal in Glasgow, Then all the nations would have to abide this, including the highest polluters, India, China, these communist nations, North Korea. We're not the highest polluter by any stretch, but they're going after us. Why? Not because we're the highest polluter, because we're the wealthiest and freest. The hashtag COP26 outcome is a compromise reflecting the interests, contradictions, and state of political will in the world today, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said. Like, stuff it. Can I say that? Give me a break. The interests, contradictions, and state of political will. No, it's not. It's reflecting the interests of two-bit ideologue leftists who want to steal our wealth and destroy our freedom. It's an important step, he goes on, but it's not enough. It's time to go into emergency mode. What? Tell China. The climate battle is the fight of our lives, and that fight must be won. The agreement also aims to strengthen near-term climate targets and urges wealthier countries. Oh, did you hear that? You know, I hate being right. Actually, I'm just kidding. I love being right. Look what the Secretary General says at the end of his quote. The agreement also aims to strengthen near-term climate targets and urges wealthier countries to help poorer countries battle the rising costs of climate change. There you go. Unveiled sympathy speech and unveiled charitable speech and veiled speech of compassion. The wealthy countries have to help out the poor countries. And he's showing his cards. I told you, all this is about is fleecing and stealing the wealth of the market nations in the West, not just America, but also nations like Great Britain, the producers, punishing the producers and limiting their liberty in order to redistribute to the poor countries in a massive scheme, not only of wealth redistribution, but a massive scheme of global government. This is Kingdom of Antichrist. While the New Deal aims to slow the effects of climate change, it doesn't go far enough to satisfy the most ambitious goal of the 2015 Paris Agreement to hold warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels, a threshold that if breached would bring the worst consequences of climate change. I can't even. It's called weather, and you can't control it. And if it's going to go up 1.5 degrees or down 3.7, it's called weather. And the Bible's very clear. The only one that controls weather is God. It is his peculiar power in the Old Testament, and it is a peculiar power of Christ in the New, testifying to the deity of Christ. This is ridiculous. We cannot control weather, and it is laughable that these eggheads are like, ooh, well, hold it to 1.5 degrees, and they said so at Paris. Give me a break. Delegates from across the world began gathering in Glasgow on October 31st. It's been going on for weeks in the midst of a global energy crunch to negotiate, having prepared nationally determined contributions towards achieving net zero emissions. So nationally determined contribution. We all got to contribute, give our fair share, either in global taxes or in regulations that hinder our industry. What can we all contribute? It's the same communist, Marxist, social scheme we constantly see with the leftists. And with all of that, you still have Christians getting on board. Q, Al Mohler, got a text from a friend yesterday morning at 6:30 a.m., she's smart, and she knew to text me as soon as she heard it, even in the wee hours of the morning. That's right, folks. Al Mohler has just said climate change is real. Stay tuned. Come back tomorrow. We will get to it and some more crazy climate change nonsense. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. Climate change and environmentalism has nothing to do with the environment. It's a Ponzi scheme. It's being pushed and peddled by the global left, by the left in America, all with the same intent to bring down this nation and to rob our wealth. But we're not going to stand for it because we stand with those farmers in Idaho.